Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news. The feds arrest R. Kelly on more sex trafficking charges. Weekend box office report. But right now, it is Monday. And, of course, it is time for church complaints and church announcements with Deacon Def Jam and Reverend Adnoid. And I think we hear him on the mic. Is he okay?
He's breathing. That's what you call breathing.
Well, we're all breathing.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. This is
he needs a mini pot. That's what that is.
Yes.
I don't know what that is, but if it helps this, I'll take it. I don't get whatever.
Well, let me let everybody know. This is the JPJJ, the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching. Hallelujah. I am Deacon Def Jam, and I... The one and only Reverend Adnoid is in the building.
Yes. How you doing today?
I am fine. And you as well?
I'm fine. How do I sound?
You sound the same. So.
The sound can be deceiving. I feel good. Okay, don't worry about that.
All right. Well, I have some complaints, and I think you may have some announcements, and we can move forward. All right?
All right, no problem.
All right, let me get started here. All overweight Christians, please sit on the right side of the church on first Sunday. From now on, y'all's communion will be a diet communion. The crackers will be the the Triscuits, and the wine will be substituted for vital water. All right, we are trying to help out the heavy Christians. It would be a diet communion.
Thin them down. Thin that ass down. Thin it down.
Reverend Adnoid, no cussing in church.
I just said thin it down. The women who won't stop playing with that fake ponytail will meet in meeting room 7, right?
So much fun, though,
Jay. How long are you going to constantly tug at that damn thing? It ain't growing, and it ain't going nowhere.
Take it off.
It's mine. I paid for it. I can put it in my
pocket. All right. Leave it alone or put it in your damn purse. I don't care what you do. But stop rubbing on it, okay?
Let him shout it out, Adnan.
Yeah. Go right ahead, sir. I'm done. Go right ahead.
We have a problem here, Adnan. Maybe you can help me out. The Side Piece Ministry is asking to move their meeting day to a different day from the Marriage Ministry Day. It's difficult to attend both of them at the same time. So they are asking to separate these days.
Side Piece Ministry.
So we can attend.
Won't be no drama.
Don't put our life in danger choosing a meeting. I understand what you're saying. Here we go again.
Go ahead.
There'll be a meeting of the men with low self-esteem in meeting room 5. Ask your wife if you can come.
Ask your wife if you can come. Meeting with low self-esteem.
See if you can bring it up in conversation.
Sit down, Herman. You're not going nowhere.
You think you're going to the meeting?
I want to go to the low self-esteem meeting. Can I?
Well, you think you're going to the meeting?
Go right ahead, sir.
Let me see here. All of our women that are going through post-menopause and having these hot flashes, please stop coming out your clothes during service. We have set up for all of you all to sit behind the big people who are fanning themselves. When they fan, the air will come to you behind them. Please.
I like that.
Quit
I
coming like out that. Your clothes. Thank you so much.
Can I tag along on that in the same vein?
Tag right
in
along.
The same room, the same meeting. It's the same room, same damn meeting. Same room, same damn meeting. The women who would like to learn how to put more stuff in their brazier will meet in meeting room.
The women of what?
Like to learn how to put more stuff in their brazier, like chips, computers, phones, light bulbs, car keys, cigarettes.
Are we past money?
Not just money. Tambourine.
Babies.
It would be hands-free.
Babies. Go right ahead.
We got an issue that happened here. There was a glitch in the church Wi-Fi. If you connected last Sunday, your iCloud information was stored on the church server. Pastor would like to speak to the following members who was in this iCloud. Sister Tamika Hornsberry, your shirt off doing tequila shots is not called for at all. Sister Vonda Marie Daniels, what are you and Brother Clifford Mason doing? What is that? What was y'all doing? And last but not least, the mother of the church, Sister Lucia Arterberry. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What happened?
A photo session in your house coat. Really?
Is that what you did? The house coat?
Really?
Button that up, please. You're going to have to. But anyway, those are the people in our
crowd. We don't need to see that. All right, here we go. There'll be a meeting of the babies who sound like they smoke in meeting room 5 right up there.
I want to thank the Lord.
How old are you, little man? How old are you?
I'm 6. I want to thank the Lord for all he had done for me. I want to thank the Lord.
You're six? You sound like you're 42. How old are you?
I just got my first grade diploma.
Here we go. Taking a feather out of the NBA's hat, we would like to trade several choir members to another church and see if we can get some better singers. Reverend Adnard, on the trading block is Brother Barry Evans, baritone, Sister Consuela Matthews, soprano, and the Boudreaux twins, who cannot hold a tune at all. We are trying to see if we can trade them to another church.
I love it, Deacon.
He's got to go.
We like to apologize to anyone who attended Deacon Donnell's funeral over the weekend. It was a big mix-up. Somehow, the funeral home repoed the casket, and he had to be put in a sleeping bag and continue.
He's putting the what?
A sleeping bag. He had to be put in a sleeping bag.
So they buried him.
The family did not pay.
They buried him in the sleeping bag.
They buried him in the sleeping bag.
First of all, the funeral home repossessed.
Repossessed. It was not paid for. And the funeral home. A deal is a deal.
All right. Thank you, Deacon Def Jam, Reverend Adnoid. Coming up at the top of the hour, some entertainment news right after this.